Rashi Palaiza really said was what the Rosh said. That there's no mitzvah d'oraisa. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa tashbisu because it's too early. The Rabbanan said get rid of the chametz. No. It's really only lahorim michshel bidel. The Rosh said it's to avoid vayiro vayimotze. So therefore his kash is bichlal. How do you do this? What's the point of it? It doesn't make any sense. Of course, the question to my mind is why is it only mitzvah d'rabbanan? Rashi Palaiza really said was what the Rosh said. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa. Tashbisu because it's too early. The Rabbanan said get rid of the chametz. No. It's really only lahorim michshel bidel. The Rosh said it's to avoid vayiro vayimotze. So therefore his kash is bichlal. How do you do this? What's the point of it? It doesn't make any sense. Of course, the question to my mind is why is it only mitzvah d'rabbanan? He didn't do a bittul. The pashas didn't do a bittul. So then why he said it's d'rabbanan? That's not the main point. No. He says the mitzvah is d'rabbanan. The tashbisu is d'rabbanan. Why is it d'rabbanan? No, but if it's after chatzos, the pashas, then it might be the right to tashbisu. Anyway, there's something wrong with the girsa here and the girsa there. I'm not sure what the real girsa is in this. What the Rav Shmuel Palaiza really said. Each one has a problem with it. And he also quotes. He says we go like Rashi. I got me at the top. Over here it says, you see another thing, we'll come to this later. Kedelakayim, the last wide line there. Kedelakayim, beer, chomis, ismana, kedepirish, brackets, Rabbeinu Tam. See the word Rabbeinu Tam in brackets? Well, the Oros Ruah says kedepirish, Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's Rashi. That refers to the machlokas Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, that Yud Beis and Beis. We'll get to it later. Make a note on the computer. We'll get to Yud Beis and Beis. We should go back to it. We should mention again this, these two gears in the Rav Shmuel Palaiza. Anyways, let's go back. Is there a bracha which is made on beer chometz after bittul? Yes or no? So the Magen Avraham says yes. In other words, if let's say for example I found chometz on Pesach and I was mevatel the chometz already, so a mitzvah d'oraisa and tashbisu there is not the pashas. I already did bittul on it. Still, the Magen Avraham writes a tough mevav sifkat nalef. You should make a bracha.
Regular one?
A beer chametz. Vaniyas daiti. The Magen Avraham was the shittah we mentioned before. You make a bracha to takanas chachamim. The same as make a bracha on beer before chatzos without bittul, which is the Magen Avraham we started off the shiur with today, right? Against what I call the Ramon and the Bach. So too, Rabbi said, no. So too, you make a bracha on the beer chametz bit pesach, even if you did a bittul. Because they both have a common denominator. It's not really a mitzvah, it's the same as d'oraisa. And there's a bracha anyway. Therefore, according to what I said to you before, but according to the Ramah, and the Chok Yaakov, says the Beferish, and there's no bracha on beer chomets before chatos. So who are the denominator? There should be no bracha on chomets you find on Pesach. If you did bittul, if you didn't do bittul, then maybe yes, if it's a d'oraisa. But if you did bittul, then there would be no bracha either.
Where can we see that he's already yotzei takanas chachamim with the bracha that he made before Pesach?
Could be. But he missed this piece of chametz. He missed this cookie. He missed the cookie. Okay. Now, the Rosh says, Perek Aleph Simon Yud, that we just saw before, that the word beer doesn't mean burning, the word beer means bittul. We discussed already before. Beer means bittul. Now, you get the impression that what he's trying to say over here is that bittul suffices to fulfill tashbisu. True, it's early in the game. It's before Chatzos, the one mitzvah d'oraisa. But if it's later in the game, or if on a level of the Rabbanan, quote unquote, there is a tashbisa which can be fulfilled not only by burning chametz, but also by bittul chametz. How so? The Rosh holds, although the Rosh holds like Tosfos, that bittul works b'tam what? Hefka already saw a few times in the Rosh, the Rosh was in the Bali Atosfos. But the Rosh says in Perek Bein, I think I showed it to you twice already, that tashbisu sa'or mi botechem. Doesn't say you have to limit the chametz from the world. If you limit the chametz from your house, you thereby fulfill the mitzvah of tashbis. I want to show you again for the third time. Please open up to the Rosh Simon, Perek Beis, Simon Dalet. Perek Beis, Simon Dalet. That's how you fulfill tashbisu. By the mem. Very good. Perek Bey Simon Dalit. What does the Rush say? The whole long discussion in the Rush. And it's an interesting question. I got it. Rush Perek Bey Simon Dalit. The Yisrael Shemoto. No? Help me find it. V'Yisrael Shemotzes, right above the Lamed. Chomet v'beiso achar ha-Pesach. Okay? Everyone see the place? I want everyone to see, look inside. This is Torah Shabbat Peh. Come on. Everyone see the place? V'Yisrael Shemotzes, right above the Lamed. It's a little less than halfway down the column. First column. Page Kuf Chafei. The Yisrael Shem Motzah Chomet Bebeis Avachar HaPesach Menadinu Mutter. He came into Bitlo Lohav Al Bayroh V'lekel L'mikna say, right? Because he did Bitlo Chomet. Ubi Rishalmi Pligi Bey De Garcina Hossam Hif Giro Chemtza B'yadalad Achar HaPesach Mal Rabbi Yochanan Mar Hossam Rishlok Hashem Mutter Rabbi Yochanan Chayesh Laha Aroma. Gonna fake it out if we're gonna let him have it if the Pesach is over. Rishlagash lochayish laha arava. Kilomar, Shemalayaf Girena, Vyama Hifkartiv. The sage is mafkin, it really wasn't. Oh, the Kahomar, Rabbi Shimon, Chomet, Bain Lifnezmano, Bain Lachasmano, in over all of the low clum, Mashma da Fila Bachila, Mutta Lifnezmano, but a lot of Dupin Lachasmano. We discussed it before. Vyoda alone, Mitziyaka, the Shim Kroll, Esther Lifnezmano, but Yashalama came. He starts with the Balamor, right? He starts with the Esther this year. Impossible. Umapik lemi tashbisu viachile. Yafa pito sheokla mashbiso, the balamor. No. Tashbisu mashmash and loke derechana also. Abala sigo tachas tashila. Ulamokul nokwi. Mutter. Mutter means mutter. There's no isin not in the right, not in the rabbana. It's only achile is also and knows mutter because it's sheloke derech. Vi ain't sorech lashbiso mina olom ela lemi beso. That's all I want. He threw an uvar. Not only is it mutter to burn it, to use it as fuel, you can sell it to a goy and thereby fulfill tashbisu. Why? Because you got it out of your house. Uleacha chatzos miyad tziva akosuf lehashbiso. This is what the Rosh says. Unbelievable. Okay, so the Rosh is interesting for many reasons. About to follow more. But for all purposes, the Rosh, if you get it out of your house, you fulfill tashbisu sa'or. Mi botechem. So the Rosh of the Shitasa. That the Rosh says the reason that you can the Albir Chama doesn't refer necessarily to the beer of tomorrow. It refers to the bittle of tonight. Because the bittle of tonight is the same as the beer of tomorrow. They both are potential ways to fulfill Tashbisu. Doraisa, they both fail, but it's too early. But on the Rabbana level, that you do touch Bisul before the Zman, they're both the same. So why say that Bir Chametz the first of tomorrow, which is a long night sleep in between, say it first in the middle of tonight, which is also touch Bisul. I have Hefker. So the Rosh Lashita, so the Hefker is the Mekayim touch Bisul. See, this has become a full circle. And Abdallah discussed the various opinions. Is Bittul touch Bisul or not? Rashi said yes, Tos said no, it's only Hefker. According to the Rosh, yeah, it's Hefker, but that's also touch Bisul. Because touch Bisul is something about Teichem, it's not in your possession anymore. That comes out according to the Rosh, for Pashtus. It fulfills touch Bisul. Remarkable. Is this really true? Would everyone agree with it? Well, many disagree. The Makor Chaim and the Shagas Aryeh say dead wrong. Tashbisu means Tashbisu min ha'olam. You have to get it out of the world, to burn it. If you get out of your Rishus, so Bal Yiroh you won't have, because it's not Shalchoy Atarohet. But a fulfillment of Tashbisu you will not have. I said the Rosh is right. Tashbisu somi bateche. Comes to Shagas Aryeh with an unbelievable pshat. He says, Tashbisu Sa'or, Shebi Botecha. We understand, we translate the word, get rid, Shagasaya. We had the Rosh translate the word, Tashbisu Sa'or, get rid of the Chometz, Mi Botechem. Get rid of it to where? The word Botechem is to where? To where? To out of your house. Either out of this world, or out of your house, whatever it is, out of your possession. That's good enough. Quote the Chidasa Rosh. Shakatara Lupshat. Tashbisu Sa'or. What Sa'or? Not where Sa'or. What Sa'or? The Sa'or Shabibatechem. And what are you doing with it? Tashbisu Minola. Machlokas had to translate the word. You have to look at the living Torah. See how the words translated. How does he translate the words? See, because there's a. What's the matter? You look it up? Yes, so the Shagas. I understand that the word Tashbis Sami Batecha doesn't mean get rid of the Chametz to a point out of your house. But rather means get rid of the Chametz which is in your house, Shemi Batechem, out of this world. Tashbis is fulfilled only goes out of the world. It goes out of your house, you will avoid Bal Yiroh. The court of the Ramban even still belongs to you. It says the Ramban, it's Batechem is literally my house. I can just put it in the street, it's still mine. It is no Bal Yiroh. Others will say, be mafkerit, we'll give it to a goy. But in all these things, you are fulfilling Tashbisu, the Mitzvah of Sevi Doraisa, and done at the proper time. And the Rabbanim was done earlier.
Just doing Hefker is not enough.
Right. Shagas Aya creaks in the Rush.
Since
he did, no. What? No. Srefa. Throw down the toilet. Get rid of it completely. Put hydrochloric acid. But you can't just sell it to a guy, make it hefker, and leave it physically untouched.
If you just burn one little piece, you know, kind of.
Oh, that's what I want to discuss later on. I want to discuss it later on. But not for now, not until we get to the next sheet. I'll boil it in the top. We'll discuss that. What's the pshat? If I burn one kazayas, leave all the rest, am I fulfilling Tashbisu or not? We'll discuss that. That's a good question. Very good question. Machlokas could be. But alright, we'll come to that position. Come to that. Anyway, it's a big machlokas. Tosfos seems to agree with the Rosh at first glance. Look at Tosfos, Chof Aleph, Amud Beis. For a minute. Chof Aleph, Amud Beis. Tos Chavam Aveis, Ovar Zmano. Tos discusses the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Who knows? What does Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold about Chometz? No, anybody know what he said to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Right. How do you know? Beautiful. Rabbi Yossi Aglili denies the Iser HaNoah of Chometz. On a radical sheet. He says, Chometz with Pesach is Mutter B'HaNoah. Also, Achila, yes, that doesn't deny. No one denies that. But it's Mutter B'HaNoah. the famous opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So says Tosfos in the last line, he says, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili ain't tzarech l'sofer. Ela yiritzenu lefnei kalbo. You give it to your dog to eat, and it will no longer exist. O yimkirenu l'nachri. So you see from this Tosfos Beferish that by selling the chametz to a goy, you can fulfill the mitzvah of tashbis. According to us, Pashto can't sell anymore. After this man comes, right? Over his man, also bahano, it's too late to sell it to a goy. It's not yours anymore. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it is yours. It's not also bahano, it's also bachila. So you can sell it to the goy on Arab Pesach in the afternoon or on Pesach proper. And by selling it to the goy, you fulfill tashbis. Sorry, but take him. So an often a tashbis for Pashtas, which can corroborate the opinion that she does a rush. Yeah, for Pashtas. Don't forget, here's a little tricky. Both the Rosh and Tosfos Shalom Kilchasim. Keep this in mind. According to different Tanoim, the Tosfos, according to Yossi Aglili, holds that no Yisrael Ano, period, on Chavetz, even on Pesach. The Rosh said, according to Rabbi Shimon, I shouldn't say Shalom Kalocha, I'm not sure the Rosh passed Shimon or not, look carefully. But according to Rabbi Shimon, we discussed yesterday, Rabbi Shimon holds that Erev Pesach is no Issa. Right? So Erev Pesach, you can sell the chametz. And by selling to the chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, according to Rabbi Shimon, you fulfill Tashbis of Daraisa. So wrote the Rosh. Nobody said you can fulfill Tashbis of Daraisa for us by selling the chametz. Why? Manasha. Before 12, they hold the what? Too early. It's Bali Atosis. And after 12, you can't sell it anymore. But in principle, they would hold that yes, it's good enough. Not for me for the Rabbonah, not for me for those who maintain that the Maizen will be before Chatzos, not for me if I can find you a way to get your Chavis over to a guy, even after Chatzos, which we'll see soon. Fine. So there's a tshuva in a sefer called Pre-Yitzchok. We had it once before. Pre-Yitzchok is in Simen Yud Test, Chelek Aleph. The Pre-Yitzchok claims that there is no right in this Tosfos.
Where was Pre-Yitzchok?
Simen Yud Test.
And then where? Did you get those couple pages?
Yeah, it's very, the whole thing is important. That's why I didn't put anything, the whole thing is important from beginning to the end. So I put it in brackets, it's very long. Very, I mean, it's long. So it's for your free time, okay? So for Yitzchak there, if you have it here, I'll show exactly where it is. I don't have it in front of me right now. For Yitzchak says that there's no right for this Tosfos. Because Tosfos only said it in the sixth hour. In the sixth hour. Obazmana means the sixth hour. It doesn't mean the whole pace. Doesn't mean after Chatzos. Only means in the sixth hour itself. Then Rabbi Yossi Aglili would take and sell it to a guy. Not after Chatzos, perhaps. Because in the 6,000, no touch pieces of the rice. Anyway, that's what he suggests. It's not a big rice for him. But he says, who cares here? The rice and the rush. The rice and the rush in Perek Bay, Simadah, that we saw clearly. And here he has a harifus. A big harifus, the Pre-Yitzchok. You know, he thinks this chidush, that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu by just getting out of your house, is a wild chidush. On the other hand, it's enough for the pasuk. Tashbisus are mi ba teichem. So I mean, the pashas mukhach the pasuk. Apparently, the shagas aryeh is probably not so happy with. He like quotes it and say, "Yeah, you don't like it, but mi ba teichem. Mi ba teichem means the pashas get rid of it. Get it out of your house. Not get the stuff in your house, out of the world. It's not the pasuk around the world. But the big question, which discussed by Riches before. Is the word b'teichem dafka or lav dafka? The famous mechilta. And the Rambam omitted the mechilta completely. And the Ran said pshat in the Rambam. We don't pass like the mechilta. And the word b'teichem is lav dafka. It's lav dafka. Lav dafka. Says the Pri'etzel as follows. The Rosh Lashitos. That b'teichem is dafka. The Rosh quoted the Mechilta in the first parak. Remember we saw it, the Gaonim. What this could be, if I wash it from, that's considered part of base, right? But the word Batechem is daf. So this is the word Batechem is daf, because it says the Pre-Yitzchok. If I get my chametz to throw out of my window into the street, I'm a kind of Tashbis. But the Rambam, the Shitas of Batechem is Lav Davka. We didn't have a quote out of the Mechilt anywhere. It says Lav Davka, Batechem just doesn't mean anything. So therefore, even if I get the Chomet and throw it out into the street, and mask it, and give it to a guy, whatever I'm doing, I did not fulfill Tashbis of Sami Batechem. Batechem is Lav Davka. It means Tashbis of Sa'ar. It means you burn it and throw it into the Dead Sea. And then hydrochloric acid. That's what it means, Tashbis. Batechem is Lav Davka. Said the Priyat Rav Charifus, what's the din, Rabosai, if I burn chametz, may I use the ashes or not? May I use the ashes or not? Rabbi Yehuda Rabbana, called Rabbi Yehuda's butter, the strong from Afra butter, called Rabbana is us, Pashup Shah. Problem. Problem is that the Rambam says that I can either destroy the chametz by throwing it into the ocean, or if I want, I may burn the chametz. Frek Magad Avraham, which will be on the Maamar Chametz next sheet. I'm sorry, it toughed my name in the beginning. Frek Magad Avraham, but you can look at the seeds in the carbon, the sun will cause it somewhere. Frek Magad Avraham, how can you do that? How can you allow, you're paying attention, you're sleeping. How can you allow the guy to burn the chametz? If he burns the chametz, people will think, then it's Rafim, no. Afamutta. The Gemara Tzvura says, I'm Igbar, lo yisarfu. We make this mistake. And here we pass, the Rabbah passed like the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda. That Biachamim is Bechol Dover. So you should have said you're not allowed to burn it. We made a source in Reb Chaim, if you remember.
Yeah.
So Reb Kivayga says, no. What are you talking about? Here's Nasi the Mitzvah. You have to get rid of it. So that defense sheet is a Rambah. That the Priyatra guess, the Rav Lashitas and Tulsa Lashitas. The Rav Lashitas and the Batechem is Lav Davka. So Tashbisus Sa'ar means you have to eliminate it from the world. So any way you choose, whether it be by throwing it into the Yamamelech or by burning it, that's your way of fulfilling the mitzvah of the rights of Tashbisus and Batechem, and then with the ashes is Mutter.
The world? You have to get out of the world and you can
do stuff like. No. The chametz is not in the world anymore. Ashes are in the world. The chametz doesn't exist in the world anymore. So I fulfilled the mitzvah by getting out of this world. If I would sell it to a guy going to Rambam, I would not fulfill the mitzvah. So the Rambam put on the ashes would be mutter, because you fulfill the mitzvah. But with nasa mitzvah, so they know and go and ain't no usher anymore. So you fulfill the mitzvah by burning it. Even though we passed like Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, so what? Rabbanan is saying, get rid of it different ways too. If you choose to get rid of it by burning, so the ashes are mutter. So why, if this is such a gevaldik gevart, how come the other Rishonim don't hold that way? Says the Priyat, no, they can't hold that way. The Rosh Lashitas up. The Rosh says, Tur. The Tur says the Efer is us. Like it's follow the Rosh. Why? Because since the Rosh don't shout pasim, Tashbis Sami Batecha means you fulfill the mitzvah completely. By merely taking the chametz and throwing it into the street, being mafkir it. So then when I burn it, I'm not doing any mitzvah. When I burn it, big deal. It's already onlus before I burned it. Since I made it onlus before I burned it, in fact I throw it into the street. Even though I choose to burn it, that's not called nasa mitzvosa. It was enough to get out of the house. So you can't say that the burning is nasa mitzvosa. If you hold that it has to be burned, then it's a vatic called Nasa Mitzvosa. If you hold that it can be eliminated otherwise, and you choose to burn it, so then it's a machlokas. That's the whole part over here. So the Rambam says it's called Nasa Mitzvosa anyway, and then the Magen Avraham disagrees. Okay. But if you hold you can fulfill the mitzvah by simply putting it into the street and selling it to a guy, then there's no way to consider the burning of Nasa Mitzvosa. And therefore the Eif would be also called to the Rosh and the Torah. It's Haba Atalia. That's the Priyitzchok Scharifus at the end of that long piece in Simon Yud Tes. Fine. Now, there's a very interesting Taz I asked you to take a look at. The Taz is in Simon Tov Mem Vav Sifkotin Aleph. Yes.
So, quite the
Russian
stuff that the offer would be
the other. Since the Eifel would be offered, you're not permitted to burn the chametz. The person will mistakenly think of the Eifel as mutter.
It's
you're not
allowed
through
time,
right?
You didn't. You just said that.
Tour
said, Hey, I think. Should I get it right? Could be. Hold on. I didn't say the Farish. Let me just read it. He's made just passed the eighth result, which leads to the conclusion that it shouldn't be allowed to burn. What does the word Tour say? Hold on. 1 minute. No, doesn't say anything. Hold on. Avalehanos be Ephro, Achash and Sarfa, the Talib and Pluk, the Rabbi Rabbana. Rabbi should be straight from Mutter, the calling Traf and Afra Mutter, Rabbana not Asr, the calling Bar and Afra Nasr. Right, that's the impression which the Torah, I think the Rosh says, come out of affairs in the second paragraph that way as well. Okay? So the Rabbi disagrees. The Rabbi disagrees. Because the Rabbi says, you're allowed to burn it. So if a Pasha allowed to burn it, the Mishnah is going to be Mutter. The question is, why? So the answer of Rabbi Kivagin is Nasa Mitzvasa. So why is the Torah in the Rosh all that way? That's the priestess of the Shitasa. Well, Rabbi Batechem is Lavdak, but the only way to get to be Yotze Tashvisu is to get it out of this world, either by burning it or by drowning it. And either way, if I decide to burn it, it's Nasa Mitzvasa. If I can get rid of it by just selling it to the guy and I decide to burn it, I'm not doing anything by burning it. Because the burning is not necessary. It's not just an alternate. I can burn it or I can sink it in the Dead Sea. Those are equivalent. But if I can even sell it to a guy, then the whole burning is really extraneous. It's not considered Nasa Mitzvah. That's what he says. I'm sorry. That's right. That's the previous one said. He's a good smart. Oh. So you come out of this, you'd not be allowed to burn it. Like the Mogan Avraham said. That's exactly the Mogan Avraham said. That's what he said. Now. I'm going to have the tour open. The tour is as follows. What is this? What's that? Tour is a tough member. Hamotze chomet beveso. Imu b'chol amoyin yotziyenu miyad. Stop. So the Taz starts yelling and screaming and kicking. What do you mean yotziyenu miyad? What should it say? Yisrefenu miyad. If you read the tour kipshuto, the Torah seems to be saying, if you're on Chomets on Pesach, you just throw it out into the street, Dayenu. How can you say that? Why don't you touch Bisa over there? Touch Bisa, you have to burn it. You can't burn it, flush down the toilet. What do you mean, just throw it into the street? What's going on? That's the Taz's cash. So the Taz says the Torah never meant it. The Taz, so the Beis Yosef says he meant it. The Beis Yosef says over there, I'm not Torah. Yeah. 1 second. 1 minute. No. The Beis Yosef seems like, although I don't see here the Farish. 1 second. Oh, no. Here it is. It says, the Baltzom Ereshus Alechud. The Beis Yosef seems to be learning Chad the Torah, this in the Kasha, that the Yotziyano means into the street. He's naive that the Torah should be right. After all, after you have read him in Ola. That's how the Beis Yosef goes. That's how he interpreted the Torah. So the question, could the Torah possibly be correct when the Torah says, I mean, Kipshuto, when he says that it's just enough to just get rid of it, put it in the street. So the task is impossible. Impossible. It's impossible to maintain that by putting it in the street, you fulfill the mitzvah tashbih summer b'tech. Why? It's a very interesting logical point over here in the task. Very interesting. Tough man vav. I just read it. Tough man vav. Yotzianu. So the Beis Yosef suggests that multi b'shusa sagi. He suggested V'ani yomer chas lanu l'parish came to v'yatur. Chas v'sholom. To say that. Tocha. Why? Why? Anyone see the Taz yet? No one saw the Taz? Top men vav sekat now. No, no. All right. You'll get to see it later. The Taz explains as follows. All right. It's okay. No problem. It's proof. Look what he said. A very interesting point of logic. The chomet gam kishuena b'shuso kibirshuso. Kedamin in the Gemara perakama amar b'shmol beiz varam ena b'shus shalodam v'asana katzut kila en b'shuso. Says the Taz. What an interesting idea. What good is it by taking a chametz and throwing it into the street? Say if I throw it into the street, it's not Rishus. It was never Rishus. Once Chatzos came, it was not my Rishus anyway. So Mato Elas, Ela Masyushat Chayav Levar Minaholam. I, the Torah says, Yotzieno, no! It means Yotzieno v'yivareno right away! That's what it means. So the Taz denies the possibility of saying that it suffices to throw the chametz into the street and make it into b'shusa. Impossible. Can't be. Why can't it be? Because the chametz is never b'shusa. It's asan akos of killing b'shusa. So the chametz take your chametz, the Torah will take your chametz and make it b'shusa, whether it's in your kitchen, whether it's in the street, still the Torah will make it b'shusa. What do you gain by throwing it into the street? That's the Taz's kasha. That's the Taz's kasha. It's a good kasha. So there's a terrace of the kasha. You shouldn't have the Taz's kasha. There's no terrace whatsoever. None of you saw the Taz either, so it's a worthwhile thing to Taz. I'll remind me. No. Let me tell you the Taz now, I'm afraid I'm going to forget tomorrow. Let me tell you the Taz, for kids and immigrants, what the Taz is. If you have a chance, it's either it's in the pre-Yitzchak, it's his Taz. But the Mokka first, which I really should have put in the Ma'amakamas. That would have put you even further behind. It's a Kesef, it's a Rambam and a Kesef Mishnah, you want to write it down. Hilchos Maisa Sheni, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. You'll say some what? Hilchos Maisa Sheni? Slow. Close. Who learned Merubah here? There's a famous sheet of the Tznuim. Remember the Tznuim? Last Thursday was about Tznius. Who were the Tznuim? The Tznuim would say, whoever stole, people would steal their stuff. Unbelievable. It's like the Maizman of Chavetz Chaim. You know, they stole his candlesticks. I'm Michael, I'm Michael. That's something with the Tznuim. People would steal their stuff from the fields. And they would be Mechala, they would be the proper Maizah Sheni. They'd be Mechala, the Maizah Sheni anyway. Even though it was stolen from them. So the question becomes, how can you do that? Ein Adam Makne, nu, Dovor She'enu Birshuso. That's what the Gemara says. The Tznuim seem to hold that Adam Makne, Dovor She'enu Birshuso. If that's the case, we pass it how? Ein Adam Makne, Dovor She'enu Birshuso. We shouldn't pass like the Tznuim either. Problem. You guessed it already, right? What's the problem? The Rambam passed like Tznuim, of course. You can figure it out or you get this set up. You already know this, you know what the question's going to be already. The Rambam passes like Tznuim in Perek Dal, Tesla of Hazayim, Asa Sheni, but Tznuim. Hoyamenichen es hamoz b'shnas shmita v'omrin. Kol ha-nilkat mi-peiros revai elu, mechulol al hamoz ha-elu. Period. It works. Frek the Ramban, it's quoted by the Kesef Mishnah here. How can the Rambam pass like Tznuim? We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Gozal v'lonis Yashua v'alam sh'temenu v'chol l'atish. Zelev yishena b'shuso. Can't be. How can we pass like Tznuim? A plea. Then we'll follow what I'm talking about here. I have to take a little few basics over here. One, we already had a few times this year. Ain't on the mark of the Mashiach B'Shusu. B, whatever stolen is in the B'Shusu. We discussed that also. C, the Gemara, at least at one point, equates Chilu. What does Chilu mean? A transfer of the sanctity from the fruits onto money. It's all just going back and forth. Only if it's b'shuscha, shalom b'shuscha, shalchar b'shuscha. put it all together, it's impossible for me to do chil on stolen grain. So the Ramban has quoted in the Kasmish, it's an interesting idea. Interesting idea. Ulai das harav. Maybe the Ramban holds it false. Let's look at this. Shani netter revai. The cave on the mamon gavohu. We pass the Master Shem, and netter revai is mamon gavohu. It doesn't belong to me, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. Vafilu hachi ukmerachmona b'shusei la'achulei. Even though the Master Shem, the mamon gavohu, netter revai, it's not really mine. It's not really mine to begin with. Still the Torah put it into my rishus to give me the opportunity and the ability to do what? To be mechalel, look at this. Mishem hachilo ichbas lanbei, I mochilei. Vafilu ki lesi b'shuse. The sofso vafilu ki isi b'shuse labdileu. Vafilu ki mati mochilei. In other words, what's the difference? I have my ma'aser sheni here on my desk. And my friend had his ma'aser sheni stolen. The rabbi will say, hey, if I didn't be mechal the ma'aser sheni, so can my friend. I'll say it was stolen, it's ene b'shusa. And my ma'aser sheni is also ene b'shusa. It's on my desk, yeah, it's on my desk. Big deal. It's on my desk, but I can't, it's not really mine, because we pass it to ma'aser sheni and revive Mamon Gavoa. So what's the difference? The same with Asson, Akos, and Gilib Rishuso, by my Meister Sheni, to give me the ability to be Mechalit, so too if it's stolen. That's the logical basis for Shita Saramba. And as a matter of fact, the Ramban, he didn't make it up, Rava said it. Rava, no less. Baba Kama, of course, Baba Kama Dav Samach Tes, he says, Kedama Rabba Hassan, Perg Ruba, Elab the Yam Rabbi Yochanan, Snu and Rabbi Dosam with Avarechot, the what? Of the Makash of Hashem and Beshuso, Havamina, Man Tan at Snu and Rabbi Mehi, Avam Rabbi Mehi, Master Maman Gavoahu, Fafil Hochan and Pedia Ukmir Achmona Beshuse, the Chsiv, Vim Gaol Yigal Ishvi Masro, Kayer Achmona Masro, Umos of Chomish, Netter of Einami, Gomer Kodesh Kodesh Bimasa Vachule, Ma Kodesh Chesuka Bimaisa Fagav the Mamon Gavohu Vachule, Ulein Achule, Ukmir Achmona Bishuse, Hilkok Afagav the Lesser Bishuse Motsi Mochil, Toki Yisli Bishuse Labdi Deu, Umotsi Mochil. This is the Ramban, the spirit of defense of the Ramba. Beautiful, beautiful.
The whole lesson, it's wrong. Why is it wrong?
The Harava lo polig ad Rabbi Yochanan. El ilav the Yomer Rabbi Yochanan. He would have said this. Therefore, less a lifetime. The cave of the Shkenut, the Snuim, less a cloud. So Ramban is a riot over here. Ramban is a beautiful shot within the Ramban. It's based on the Harava. Harava said it already. But since it's not mine anyway, it's still a Torah that I can do Mechal it. So if it gets stolen, big deal. Kill the dead dog, what's the mind anyway? So by stealing, you don't change anything really. The Ramban says, yeah, Rava suggests that, but Rava ate his words against Rav Yochanan. So we have to paskin like Rav Yochanan, we can't paskin like Rava. That's the machlokes between the Ramban and the Ramban, the halacha. Assuming that the Ramban figured out the Ramban problem. Oh, if that's the case, how does it come out with respect to our situation? You want to know? I have comments. And the Torah took my chametz, which is not mine, it's assumed posh, it's not mine, because it's Isur, no, not mine. Take the Siddur Shah. And the Torah said, I'm over anyway, so what good is it to throw it into the street? Says the Taz, all my chametz is not mine, the Torah puts boomerangs it back to me. So throwing it in the street, it boomerangs back to me anyway. So what's the point, asks the Taz, of Yotzienu, which is what the Torah said. What's the point? Can't mean just Yotzienu, because the boomerangs right back to me. So the answer to the previous was there. He holds like the Rambam. The Rambam says this is the Kuda. That once something is not mine anyway, even though he'll add a new level of being not mine, that it's stolen, it doesn't change anything. That snow can be mechala the stolen fruit, like a mechala the not stolen fruit. It's like the Taz. I'm over by Rabbi Amos because the Torah sticks it back to me on the stuff in the street, the same as stuff which is in my house. Same thing. That's what the sheet of the Taz is. However, those who disagree with the Taz, or like the Ramban, and others say that yes, the Chumash is not mine. And the Torah makes it to be considered mine for purposes of Rabbi Amos. That only makes it shalom. But ain't a reshuso. If it's mamish out in the street, throw it into Hefkaland, and so it's none of my control, whatever that means, then it's not put back onto me. Because we don't go that far and say, once it's gone, it goes back, boomerangs back, no matter what, it boomerangs back. No. When the Torah took it out of my of being mine, and the Torah said, hey, we declared since it's Israel, it doesn't belong to anybody, it's ownerless, that is boomerang back to me for the purposes of being owned by Rabbi Amotzen. But if I throw it into a place which is out of my control, then it does not come back. That's the Ramban's sort over here in effect. So the Machlokos Rambam and the Ramban and Ilchus Tznuim and Ilchus Matzah Sheni may be relevant to Ilchus Chametz and Matzah. That's the bar which the Priyitzchok says based upon this interesting case of Mishnah in Ilchus Matzah Sheni Peret. Tess Halacha Zayin, if you have a chance, you should look it up. Yes, David.
Why did you go all the way to help this Meister Sheni to do this? Didn't we already know the Ramban said that if you, if the Chametz is not in your house, you're not over anything? He said that.
The Ramban is really over. He had to throw it out into the street, and that's just not it.
We knew he said that. If you don't have any control over it, then, it's, then there's no use of your Ramban. We've known that for weeks and weeks in Hilchos Chametz without any Meister Sheni.
It's an issue.
No, there would be nothing if it, when we said if it wasn't under his control. It wouldn't be, according to the Ramban we had in the Bidikas Chametz without Meister Sheni when he was.
Could be the Gemara is as follows. Yes, David, there's no Baliroya in that case. But it doesn't say the Pharisees touch Tajbisu. That's the difference. So what we're discussing before this man is good. But here, what's unique about the Torah talking about? Talking Bizman, after this man Isu Chometz, he found it on Yontif. So then you want to say it fulfills Tashbisu in this way. That's not so pashut.
Yeah, but it's just as pashut to say that based on the Ramban in Bidikas Chametz as it is to say it in the, from the Ramban in Meiser Sheni. There's no more logic, there's no greater logic from the Ramban in Meiser Sheni.
Maybe you're right. Now I want to discuss two more brief items. One, we discussed yesterday, the day before, a guy forgot that his mail came in late and now Derek pays in the afternoon, he wants to sell it to the guy then. Right, so there's no value raw till night. So we say there's no skin in his liquor closet. He puts it in his bread box. The guy took it and put it into his hand. He picked it up. He was Conan. Conan and a hefker, if you will. And therefore, once I give it over to the guy and I arrange it in a way that it belongs to the guy, even if the guy was Conan from a hefker, so then it's not mine anymore. I can't sell it, it's true. But I can go through the motions of a sale. We still have to open up to the rush. Let's just end with this. Okay? Open up to the rush and we'll stop. Open up to the rush. Tomorrow we'll discuss the Nusach HaBrach. We have a Maim Avara. That's tomorrow. We'll come to Brachovich tomorrow. But okay. Look at the rush we did before.
Beis Dalet.
will be Rishali with a little amenus. Will be Rishali fleegi beidig asina and hasim hefke hifke chemse biyadalit. Achar ha-pesach ma'av. Yochna ma'av shlaga shem ha-mutter. So the priyitzik wants to know how. We saw the quote, open up to the Roshka. Let's just end with this, okay? Open up to the Rosh and we'll stop. Open up to the Rosh. Tomorrow we'll discuss the Nusach HaBrach. We have nine of our, that's tomorrow's here. We'll come to the Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. Okay. Look at the Rosh we did before.
Beis Dalet.
We'll be Rishali with a little amenus. We'll be Rishali fleegi beidig asina and hus and hefke hifke chemse biyadalit. Achar ha-pesach ma'av. Yochna ma'asim shlaga shem ha-mutter. So the priyitzik wants to know, how can you say hefke works? It's against the Rishali. I thought there was no cash at all. Rishali has told it's no good. Rishali knows that it is good mikir adin. The one who holds it's no good is why? Is why? Chayish la'arama. But by Iker Adin, it does work. Sometimes I looked over there in the previous book, I'm not exactly sure what he's saying over there. Something he's saying that Iker Adin, it wouldn't work. I thought just Mishim HaRama doesn't work. What's the HaRama? I thought the Pshat was, the Lash of the Gemara is, the Rosh is, Shalom HaShem Eliyak, Yerachirenu, V'yom HaYefkar. You read those words, Kipshutim, what it really means. He never did it? A lie. An outright lie. He never was masked. Chashtudim Yisrael HaSheker. I thought it was different words. He said the words. But if he put it there, and then after Pesach he took it back, and he said, right, the Hefker, what probably happened? He said it perfunctorily. He didn't mean it. Oh, that's a wild upshot. But Mela, I want to say Chiddush God. Look at the Haggadah Shvi, that one little line there. V'ha'or zaru ha'kosav. You see this? V'ha'or zaru ha'kosav. Shemutu la'hafki uchem tzokodim v'vshos. Ha'manas liskos po'achar ha'pes. Unbelievable. You can pull a stick to Farish. I mean, mafkir now in the condition to acquire it after payment. No, wait a minute. That's better. That proves it's a fake. I say after Stam and I get it to Pesach, then we think maybe it's a fake. Here I say the Farish, I'm faking it out. How can it be better? So Ani is right, he's shot like this. If I say I read the Hefker and I'm not so sophisticated halakhically, and we see it after Pesach, I pick up the same comments, then we say, you never really meant it. You never really meant it, because look, you took it back after Pesach. But if I say the Farish, I tell you I'm faking it out. I'm being mafkirid, I'm asked to pick it up after Pesach is over. Not that I didn't mean it. I said what I meant. What did I mean and what did I say? Same question. So there was Ruzel, she tussled there too. If you say nothing, so we expect the worst. Which means that you would expect the Talmud of God to do the malacha in a certain way, which you may not, you shouldn't have told him to do it that way. You can't have any hanokhmet after Shabbos or on Shabbos. But if you tell him in a certain sophisticated way, see, but you know that then you know how to get out of it. You know the tax loopholes. There it is, sins. You know exactly how to get around it. So if you know how to get around it, you know, if you look at the Beis Yitzchak, I think it's your Beis Yitzchak, not the one that came about Amir the Nafi. Yeah, that's the one. Tavshin Nun Beis? Nun, Tavshin Nun. So Tavshin Nun, I wrote it in Baratar about Amir the Nafi, the Shabbos. In there, I quoted this as a rule. I gave this chat. Little did I know that now 4 years later, I came up with a possibility. Maybe there was a rule that she taught someone else to pay the same idea. If you don't say anything, so we assume you didn't even know what you were doing, you didn't really mean it at all. But if you know all the rules, and you go, you know every loophole, and you use the loophole, then it's better. That's why I understand chat this as a rule. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, we'll go to the Nusach HaBracha, and we'll also discuss something new in practice. So, very important. Don't mention Mr. Marashia. You plan to get married. Okay. So that you are married. Okay.